talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday, Friday the 13th, 2023, October the 13th. It is the month of October, the month of Halloween. So to have a Friday the 13th in the month of October is something special. We've got our regular Exchange Club panel here today. Sean Kraft, Pastor Craig, Matt Morgan, about forgot your name there, Matt, and special guest today for the Exchange Club, Miranda Hundley, who was here earlier on today talking about murder mysteries and things she's doing. Miranda, pull that mic up again and let people know how they can see all the stuff you're doing about local murder mystery and beyond.
You can find me on Facebook at My Hometown Horrors, and you can find me on YouTube, just Miranda Hundley, and on TikTok, just Miranda Hundley. That's H-U-N-D-L-E-Y.
All right. Now, I have to be tipped off by this. I guess I should bring this to your attention. Late breaking news here. Now, I have said that the fear of Friday the 13th is triskaidekaphobia. Now, apparently, I stand corrected on this, that triskaidekaphobia is the fear of the number 13, which I don't think is all that much different than the fear of Friday the 13th, because really, isn't that what we're fearing here, is the number 13th being on a Friday?
Well, yeah, but you know, it goes further than that. Like, a lot of motels and hotels, they don't have a 13th floor.
Right,
a
right.
A lot of office buildings, they don't have a 13th floor.
But isn't that why Friday the 13th is a scary thing?
You know, it's interesting. You looked that up on the internet, and why is Friday the 13th so bad? And there's all kinds of myths, and you know, it goes back to this cult and that cult, and nobody knows why Friday the 13th is worse than, say, Monday the 13th.
So how did it become a thing? We don't know.
We don't know.
We really don't
know.
They
have tons of theories, and that's all they are theories.
But there is an actual fear of Friday the 13th. Now, the fear of Friday the 13th is a big, long word that ends with phobia. Maybe this is why people don't talk about this, and they just say triskaidekaphobia, because it's much easier to say triskaidekaphobia than. But it's Paris Kedev Akatu Tree Phobia. There you go. That's how you say it.
Oh, I think the reason it's so scary is because of its name.
That would scare you right there.
Right there, yeah.
My gosh, if that didn't give you a heart attack, nothing would. Paris Kedev, a trichophobia. Well, that just comes right off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Matt, go ahead and say that.
Go ahead, rattle it out.
I'll bet you in about 2 weeks that's going to come up on one of Bob's top 10 lists.
Oh, it'll have to come up on one of Bob's. I'm going to say that word, fear of Friday the 13th.
Paris,
oh, and we have some top 10 lists today.
Triophobia.
What'd you say?
Paris Kevi Deca Trick.
Kevi?
Triophobia, yeah.
Kevi?
K-E-V-I.
And then what's the next word? Next letter?
Deca.
Deca. Okay, say it again.
Paris Kevi Deca Triophobia.
Paris Kevi Deca Triophobia.
If you say it fluently, it might sound like a word.
Okay, well, there you go. It's going to trip off my tongue. So, fear of Friday the 13th. Pastor, do you have any fears of Friday the 13th?
Never.
Do you have any fear of anything?
Not really. No, I haven't. I mean, you know, spiders, I just squash them, you know.
I'm sure you've squished a few, but
I'll talk about, like,
but still have the fear, nonetheless.
Like, I'm talking like tarantulas and all that stuff.
No, I don't. You know, I mean, I wouldn't try to catch a tarantula, but I mean, if you plopped a tarantula down here on the table, I wouldn't go running out of here screaming and yelling. I would just say, oh, well, that's nice.
Okay, and Matt, fear of needles.
Yes, fear of needles.
Nothing there.
No,
okay.
No,
Miranda, do you have a fear?
Ghosts.
Ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen a lot of those?
Once.
Oh, do tell. It's Friday the 13th.
Okay, so it's when I lived at 393 Windsor Street. And my mom can tell you about this house. It was very haunted. I was playing in my mom's makeup. So I was probably about 6 or 7, and I was using her lipstick, and I was trying to make myself look like a Native American. So I was like rubbing it all over my face. Well, all of a sudden there was a man standing behind me, and he was older, so I thought maybe it could have been like one of my dad's friends. So I was staring at him for a really long time, like really looking at the details on his face, and it didn't look like a ghost. It looked like a real person. So then I turn around and he was gone. But then my mom comes in and she's yelling at me for playing in her makeup. So she plops me in the bath and I'm mad. So I slam the shower curtain shut and I'm just sitting there. And all of a sudden I see his outline and he's standing there. And so I watch and he walks towards the wall, not towards the door, towards the wall. So I open the curtain and nobody was there. So, yeah.
Now, what do you chalk that up to?
I think it was probably somebody who died on the property.
And it fearful.
It could be the fear of somebody watching everything I'm doing and not doing anything about it. My mom also told me when I was a baby, she saw somebody staring at me when I was in my bassinet. And she described it very similar to what I saw. So I'm wondering if it's just a ghost that follows me around or...
But you haven't seen him in a few years.
No.
Okay. Now, has anybody else had a ghost sighting?
No, I always wanted to see a ghost.
Never saw one?
Never saw one.
Okay, Matt?
I've never had a sighting, but my mom and grandma could probably tell you a few stories because we used to live in this house that they claim was haunted, and the address is 666 George Street.
Ooh.
Now, Pastor, yeah. What do you think of ghosts?
Well, if you...
Come on in.
If you want to know, I mean, I know that there are no such things as ghosts, okay?
Okay.
That's not to say that people don't see things, people aren't visited by things, but I can confidently say there are no things as ghosts, because what most people think of a ghost is it's the image of a person that has lived. I mean... Isn't that what we call ghosts?
Well, I don't know.
Generally, that's what people think of as ghosts. So, I can confidently say that kind of a ghost, they don't exist, and there's reasons for that. You know, we know that once you die, your spirit goes one way or the other, and your body is lifeless. Now, I don't doubt that people have been visited or seen images. The spiritual world is very active. Demons are very active. And there's no doubt in my mind that people have seen an image or seen a person, and what they're seeing is the manifestation of a demon.
So I like that you brought that up, because I suffer from something called sleep paralysis. And I actually went to my priest because I thought demons were trying to get me at night. So it could have been something like that, like and I've seen that something very similar to what I saw when I was a little in my bedroom at night when I was having sleep paralysis, where sleep paralysis is where you can't move, but you're seeing very terrifying images in your bedroom. Yes.
Now, why can't you move?
Sorry.
No, you have a case of this as well?
No, I don't have it. I don't have it, but like...
I'm afraid it might be catching. I might want to leave this room.
I thought it was like the most intriguing thing forever a while back, because like... Because like your mind is awake, but your body isn't. So like you are essentially asleep, but you're awake. But a lot of the times it's coincided with like paralysis demons.
I think I need...
Which is what she is talking about.
That's how you show up to the Friday night show. your brain's asleep, but you're awake.
No, I mean, I think... spirits don't cross over because they have unfinished business. Now, I know you don't believe in psychics, but I talked to a psychic, and Jackie hears them, and she told me that they don't cross over sometimes. So sometimes the spirit is through here and because they don't have enough energy to cross over. So yeah, I believe in ghosts. Okay.
So there's a good chance, because we know what your energy level is, that you're not going to quite cross over.
Yes. You'll be 400 years in crossing over.
That's right. And it's only about 10 steps from here to there, and yet I got to sit down on my way.
And you would love the conversations I have with my coworkers, because I've always asked, if ghosts are real, why don't they attach themselves to tormenting people like Hitler? Why was Hitler not constantly getting tormented by ghosts?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Yeah, or if, like, they were murdered. Like Arthur Smith, for example. Why wasn't his ghost constantly tormenting, you know, his murderer?
So does a ghost have to be a living person?
I don't know. I don't know much about... I just know I'm scared of them. And, like, all the spiritual world scares me.
Now, remember, it's Friday the 13th here, spokes. Yeah. Well, my lips haven't recovered from that word.
Again.
Yeah.
Say that word again.
Kadivi. That's what it is here on Friday the 13th. But in any event, don't forget to... I forgot to... You know, we got to do the promos around here. Don't forget to tune in tonight, Carrington, Matt, Sean, and I. On the Friday the 13th at night, the station will be dark here tonight. Oh, it's going to be scary. Isn't it, Matt?
Of course.
I've seen Carrington without makeup, too. So I'm scared already.
You mean.
And she probably won't have showered.
And she probably won't have showered. It'll be a mess. What do you think, Sean?
No, I feel...
Wait, we got a phone call coming in. I gotta do like I can do like Matt. Wait for the answering machine to pick up. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Friday the 13th.
Oh, that was a great greeting.
Sarah,
how are you doing? Go ahead. Whoa, Sarah. We got a demon in the line. Go ahead.
We're experiencing some technical difficulties.
Don't mind me. I can't hear a darn thing anymore. So whatever you say, go ahead.
Well, first of all, hi Sean.
Hi Sarah.
Kind of
how
like being
you?
In the cornfield on Hee Haw. Go ahead.
Anyway, just to kind of speak briefly on what Miranda said about why don't the demons ever bother, like, Hitler, why, whatever. Well, what my pastor always says is, if the devil's not bothering you, it's because you're not a threat to him. He's already got you. But if you're living right and serving the Lord, then you're a threat to him. Then he's going to start coming for you.
So the ghosts only go after people who are...
Oh, okay, so we're...
I didn't finish the question.
I don't really believe, like, a Casper the Friendly Ghost, but, like, what the pastor said, like, demons and angels and the spiritual world, yeah, I definitely believe in that.
So no ghost, demons.
Demons and angels.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very interesting. Now, do you have any fears?
I think for somebody to say they're fearless, that's just a crock. I mean, everybody's afraid of something.
This is a rough call.
Yeah, Sarah is right. I do have a fear of my ex-wife.
There you go.
probably just your typical ones, like if I, you know, heights or needles, like if they were big enough. Like if I just have to get a shot or blood taken, I could probably handle that. But like if I had to get... you know, a chest tube or something like that, I'd probably go into a panic attack.
Hey, by the way, I want your perspective on this, and I'm also going to ask Miranda this in a second. Earlier on, we were talking about a fear in hour number one, the fear of women getting older. Do you believe that's a fear?
For a lot of women, yeah. And I was actually proud of myself. A lot of times when I listen to you, I'm like, darn it, because, like, I do feel convicted. But today, you were like, and then they wear all this makeup. I'm like, nope, don't do that. And they do all these procedures. Yeah, I don't do anything. I'm plain Jane, so I can honestly say, bring it on. I'm not scared. Like, if you don't like what you see when you look at me, just turn your head and keep on stepping.
But what do you think that fear is? What do you think that fear is? Do you think it's death? Do you think it's not being desired by people anymore? Do you think it's no attention? What is the fear? Because it can't be the fear, because the person you see the least is yourself. You don't walk in front of yourself with a mirror all the time. So what?
Well, some people probably do, but
well,
I think it's like you said this morning, like, if, especially, like, maybe not for, you know, everyday people, but, like, especially celebrities and models and actresses and stuff, like, if that was your whole identity, then when that goes away, you don't have much left, you know? Like, you have nothing. And I don't know, like, for the everyday person, if you were, like, your high school beauty queen or homecoming queen or Little Miss Popularity, and then you start getting wrinkly and your hair falls out and you get fat and everything, well, that's, you know, you're not going to know how to handle that.
Hey, two quick questions for you here, because we got reamed on that this morning. When that hour was over, we got some feedback.
You were pretty spot on with your perspective of that.
Well, but the idea was three men should not be having that conversation on a platform like that. That was the feedback I got.
hey, free speech.
That's what I thought. I thought, why not three men? I mean, why does gender really matter here? But the other question is women in general is why not men? Why do men not have that? I'm sure some do.
I don't know that they don't, because like with your movie stars and stuff, I mean, there again, if that was your brand, with your looks, if that was your craft, like you were an actor or something, I mean, that probably does. Guys go and get, you know, spray tans and do like hair replacement surgery and get dentures.
Look at Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, but by the way, earlier, when because I want to clear this part up too, because somebody didn't like this. When I did not say anybody's name, but when I said I saw a picture somebody recently that
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. Someone didn't like something you said?
Imagine. How could that ever happen? But when I said earlier that I had seen a picture recently of somebody who I had not seen in a while, and they looked puffy to me, is that a knock? I mean, I don't even know if they're listening, and I don't even know how they would know I was talking about them.
Yeah, hey, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah.
Do you ever, like, wonder about what people say about you, or you're just, like, Teflon Don, whatever?
I really don't care. Listen, people have said enough things about me at this point.
That's kind of where I'm at in life. Like, I mean, everybody wants to make friends. Everybody wants to, you know, I want people to like me, but if they don't, hey, life goes on.
You know what? You can't do this job without criticism. So
yeah, I would imagine.
That's the way it goes. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All right, Miranda, come in here. Why do women have a fear of getting older?
I am not entirely sure. You bring up, like, the fear of death, but me personally, I try to find the beauty in the inevitable. Like, I'm going to get wrinkles if I'm lucky. So, you know, I have smile lines at the age of 28 because I've smiled a lot in my life. You know, I wrinkle my forehead, so I get wrinkles. Somebody thought I was 40. I'm 28. So, I'm not aging gracefully.
would you do Botox or fake tan or dye your hair when it turns gray?
I've done fake tans for occasions because they don't last very long. So, if I'm getting pictures done, I'll do a fake tan to make myself look good. I don't do makeup because I don't know how to do makeup. And if I knew how to do makeup, it would be over for all the women in this town. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Healthy ego.
No. I don't do makeup because I don't know how. If I knew how, I would do it because, you know, you like looking good. You like, you know, taking pictures of yourself. I don't know.
What about those people who the poses in pictures make me laugh sometimes because people take these interesting poses.
That's where I struggle because I never know what to do with my hands. But I do the YouTube channel. So I try my best to look good for that because the better you look, the more views you get.
You know what? I kissed a pumpkin the other night, so I have no fears anymore of any type of pictures of anything. With two other people. It was a trifecta pumpkin kiss.
Yes.
I know. That'll stop a conversation dead. We took a picture of it.
I have to behave myself.
Yeah, no, be very careful about that one. But now, what do you think, Pastor, about all that?
Well, you know, I think the problem is if a person, and it can be a man too, or woman, you know, if their focus is on their beauty, then as they get older, yeah, they're going to have some problems, and you know, because they're going to lose their beauty. That's where I think they, you know, they need to focus on what's really important in life and focus on you as a person, because you know there are a lot of advantages to aging. You know, with age comes wisdom. You know, and you know, as a grandparent, you've got the joy of grandchildren. You know, so there are so many other things that can be focused on, and I think it is kind of a shame if a person, man or woman, is so focused on their appearance that they've got to constantly do things to not appear as old as they are. You know, who cares?
But you know, the truth of the matter is age does not equal wisdom. Because I know some older people who are just as dim bulb as they were when they were 20.
That is also true.
Yeah. Now, Miranda, I don't want to pry here, so I'm going to ask this before I get into this, because it was a fascinating story, but, you know, I don't know if it was an off-the-record conversation. Is there anything about yourself that you told us outside that you would not want to talk about on the air? You know what, I'll just go into it to where nobody would know the answer, and you can answer it if you want, and if you don't, you don't have to. You went to a haunted house.
Okay, yeah, I'm open to talk about
okay,
that.
Okay, talk about this. This is a very interesting story for Friday the 13th.
It is a good Friday the 13th story. So I was about 17. I went to the Haunted Hoochie with my friends. And this guy, one of the scarers, was throwing up blood. And he was, like, walking towards us. And he separated me from my friends. So it was just me and this guy. He was all in my face, throwing up blood. And I panicked, so I grabbed this man, I kissed him right on the mouth, I threw him down, and I ran out of the Haunted Hoochie as fast as I could, and I get out to the parking lot area, and my friends are like, oh my gosh, what happened? They thought, because of the fake blood that was all over my mouth from kissing that guy, that I got punched. No, I had to explain that I kissed one of the scarers. And then the scarer comes out, and he's laughing. And he's like, you know, my 25 years of scaring every Halloween, this has never happened to me before. So the car ride home, there's a lot of jokes. And the one that stuck with me was, in the turn of events, it was Miranda that was the Haunted Hoochie.
Well, that story kind of sums it all up on Friday the 13th, doesn't it? Pastor Craig, your mouth hit the floor. There, your jaw hit the floor. Go ahead.
I have a question.
I bet you do.
So, when this was all happening, what, you know, why did you not, like,
turn? You never know what's going to happen on the exchange.
You could have, like, tried to punch the guy. You could have tried to turn and run away. You could have tried a lot of things. What happened in your brain that you said, I know, I'm going to kiss this guy on the lips?
I don't know. So I guess that can be a fear for me. I'm scared somebody's going to break into my house. I'm not going to know how to react with that either. I'm going to end up with a sexual assault charge.
Yeah, the guy who broke in your house, he's going to be charging you with sex.
Yeah.
Is that a joke or is that serious? I mean, do you think you could react that way, that a man would break into your house and you might have a relationship with him right there in the midst of a break-in?
I had no intentions on going in there and kissing one of the scarers. I've never planned that out. I think it was because his face was right there in my face. I saw an opportunity to throw him off and
that would do it.
Get out of there. It's kind of like, so I teach Aegis at Ohio Health, and I always have a joke, like, okay, if somebody's, you know, strangling you, you gotta tickle their armpits. And I'm like, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. It would throw them off, though, you know? Like, somebody comes up and strangles you, you tickle their armpits, they're gonna be like, what are you doing? But, no, that's not the correct thing to do in self-defense.
No, not the correct thing to do, but...
It worked.
Yeah, I guess so.
I kissed him. He lost his balance because I...
Like, what kind of kiss? No, I don't want to get too deep into this.
It wasn't... There was no time. Like,
no.
You know?
No, but you got blood all over your lips.
Yeah, it was enough for my lips to be pushed up against his lips.
I mean, was it like a passionate kiss, or was it just like a peck?
I think it was a panic kiss, if you can imagine that.
I've had many.
You've had a lot of panic kisses. Matt, every kiss you've been involved in has been a panic kiss. That's
pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Now, Sean, what do you think?
Well,
I think it's an interesting story.
It's a very interesting story.
Now, Sean only kisses 90-year-old women.
Oh, that's right. Now, when you kiss those 90-year-old women, how was that? You were probably afraid their dentures were going to fall out. I bet they did. It's all that oil of Olay they're rubbing on those to stay moist.
So, the moral of the story is you don't know anything about yourself until you are in a life or death
situation. Why do you think you had that reaction?
I have no idea. I don't think I was thinking at the time. It was all just,
Well, it's a fascinating story because I think people have different reactions to fear. And clearly that's an interesting reaction that you have to fear.
So we need to get a tarantula in here, you know, to see if Sean, right? Yep. If Sean would kiss it.
Oh, would you kiss a tarantula?
Oh, hell no.
Wait a second.
I want to touch that thing with a 10-foot pole.
I'll tell you what, if we do get a tarantula in here, I don't want to be sitting beside you, Sean, because who knows?
Then you'll have a fear.
Yeah,
then we'll
have
a fear. I don't know. Matt, how would you react if she whipped out a needle now? She works for Ohio Health. Okay. Have you ever taken anybody's blood?
I hate bodily fluids. That's why I do therapy. I don't do any
of
the medical
okay.
stuff. Yes, I am a group therapist.
Okay,
so you hate body fluids, and yet you kissed a guy who's throwing up blood.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Gets deeper.
Nothing makes sense, yeah.
Matt?
No needles. Just that's it. I don't like needles.
But like, if a nurse was coming at you with a needle, would you grab a hold of her and lay it on her?
Probably not. But like, I do know that like I had to get shots for like 8th grade, I think. I don't remember. But one year I had to get shots, and just like she went to like give me the shot, and just like out of reaction, like I didn't even think about it, I just grabbed her arm. Like, just straight up, no. Just stop the needle from... I was like, no.
I have a very beautiful best friend who does tattoos. Let's see if he'd kiss her while she's tattooing him.
Oh, you're gonna kiss...
Tattoos are different. I think I'd probably get a tattoo.
There's needles involved there, you know that?
Yeah, I know. But, like, you know, it's not like stabbing into my arm.
You just like the pricks.
Yeah, that's fine.
The pricks hurt more than the stabbing in your arm the first time.
It probably just feels like a pinch or something. That'd be cool.
You have tattoos, right, Miranda?
I have 13.
13?
I'm hoping to get my 14th today.
On Friday the 13th, you're going to get your 14th tattoo?
There's a lot of Friday the 13th deals, and I'm going to Columbus tonight. I'm going to that 1,000 hand-carved pumpkin walk in Columbus.
So. You know, I must have missed that in the sale papers that the tattoo places were having sales today.
A lot of them. $31 tattoos.
Well, how much does a tattoo normally cost?
A lot.
So I go to Kelly Jordan.
Now, she's a...
This is a boy. Kelly Jordan is on Main Street.
Who's the beautiful tattoo artist?
Her name's Shy Thacker. She's okay. Over in Fair Park at Integrity Tattoo.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, but I go to somebody else for most of my tattoos. Shy has done some. But I spend anywhere from $100 to $200 per tattoo. Yes.
Now, what is it about tattoos? Because I don't have any, and I don't understand it, because I don't think I would ever get any.
Well, it kind of goes back to that aging thing. I want to look, you know, like a cute old lady with tattoos.
Yeah, but don't be wrinkled.
I never saw a cute old lady with tattoos.
Yeah, I've seen some old ladies that had maybe at one time cute tattoos, but, you know.
But when you get older, it wrinkles.
Yeah, well, you know, it starts out as a little spider, and then by the time they're, you know, 65,
it's a big spider. It's a big spider.
It's tarantula on steroids.
So I don't wear jewelry. Tattoos are basically my jewelry. I have my ears gauged. So I wear gauges, but so me and my mom are pretty allergic to jewelry. So if I wear a necklace, by the end of the day, I have hives all the way up to my ears, all the way down my chest. So I kind of go more with tattoos, self-expression. I have a Shakespeare sleeve going that Kelly's been working on.
Now, is it like Shakespeare words?
No, it is. So I have this snake with the flowers, because in Macbeth, she tells her husband before he goes to kill the king to look like the innocent flower, but be the serpent underneath. I have a hobgoblin, which is Puck. He turns the guy's head into the ass in Midsummer Night's Dream. I have Ophelia from Hamlet. And then I have Isabella, which is a nun. She's crying. From A Measure for a Measure, which is my favorite Shakespeare play.
Those are the most literate tattoos I've ever heard of in my life.
How did you get interested in Shakespeare in the first place?
My mom liked Shakespeare. Miranda comes from a princess in The Tempest, which I'm getting her next on the back of my arm. So, kind of just following back to like where my mom got my name. And then Shakespeare is actually really funny. And he thinks of things that people don't think of. Like, A Measure for a Measure is this basically dictator-like guy is saying, one of my soldiers got his girlfriend pregnant outside of marriage, we're going to behead him. So his sister goes and is like, hey, you can't do that. He's a very good man. He's fought for his country. And so the dictator says, if you have sex with me, I will not murder your brother. Well, his sister's a nun. So, imagine how that play goes, where it's a, you know, God over family. That's why it's a crying nun, because...
That's Shakespeare.
Yes.
Very ironic.
Why would he think of that? Who thinks of having sex with a nun? That's so not okay.
Well, Shakespeare.
Matt, do you realize how much culture you're getting today?
Do you know what's going on here, Matt? Now, tonight when Carrington's here, you have to scare her. That's the challenge that was put in front of your face the other day.
Do you know who Shakespeare is?
I do.
Okay.
You don't know who Johnny Carson is. It's a whole thing. How are you going to scare Carrington? She's not listening right now. She's at work. How are you going to scare Carrington tonight? People want to know for the big show.
I don't know. I'll figure it out, though.
Hold on. We're going to do the top 10 list here real quick, and then we're coming back here with Miranda.
You think she's scared of spiders?
And I don't know. He's gonna bring a tarantula tonight. I'll scare you both. Clean the room out.
I'll take a daddy long leg though. I'll hold a daddy long leg.
Is she scared of spiders? I don't remember her saying that.
I don't know,
that.
But if I stick a spider on your back, I think you're probably gonna be a little bit.
But she might have scared. One. The other night she had like a turtleneck on. I don't think she would even know.
I'll put a spider there and tell her there's a spider there, so that way she'll be like, okay. Maybe. And then she'll look, and then there's actually going to be a
spider. She's double jointed, so she could look at her back.
Maybe if you scare her really bad, she'll grab you and kiss you on the lips.
Whoa! Hey, remember the years ago, the band you went to see, the same-sex marriage band? What was their hit song?
Kiss Me on the Lips.
Whoa. How'd it go?
Yeah. Whoa, Kiss Me on the Lips.
Yeah, whoa, Kiss Me on the Lips.
That was your uncle's band.
Well, he managed him, yeah.
Yeah.
But they were I don't think the band was same-sex, but I think they played at a same-sex club.
I don't think they were like...
And that's where you heard, whoa, Kiss Me on the Lips.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Kiss Me on the Lips. Yeah. By the way, is it bad for me to call somebody Puffy? I didn't say their name. Listen, this person...
To me, what's the difference between you saying it on here and somebody posting it on Facebook with a vague status?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
If the shoe fits, wear it.
Yeah, I'm sorry if she got... If she's not happy being puffy, do something about it.
It probably won't fit if she got puffy.
That's exactly right. I'm just saying, at one point, I thought she
was...
What
they call me? Puff Daddy.
Well, there'd be nobody more puffy than you.
I think they ought to call you Puff Family.
Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. That's perfect. All I'm saying is that this girl at one point I thought was an attractive girl, and then when I saw her puffy, it just looked a little different to me. That's all I'm saying. God bless her heart. I hope, whatever's going on, she's not so puffy now. Let's do the top 10 list before we get into some more trouble. Here comes the hate emails. All right, the top 10 list, the category today from the home office in Columbus, Ohio, top 10 reasons to fear Friday the 13th. Well, this is very, very apt. Top 10 reasons to fear Friday the 13th. All right, number 10. More people are fired on Friday than any other day of the week. That's a fact. That's a reason to fear it, Friday the 13th. Number 9. Top scientists predict that after this Friday the 13th, most trees will lose their leaves. Imagine. Number 8. You are told that you are the next in line to be the Speaker of the House. That'd be frightening at this point. You don't want that job. Top 10 reasons to fear Friday the 13th. Number 7. You discover that the Nigerian prince that you have been sending money to is actually a fruitcake salesman, and he has sent you 1,000 fruitcakes.
Oh.
Petrifying. Number 6. 13 relatives drop over unannounced.
That
would be very, very bad on Friday the 13th. Number 5. You are in the unemployment line behind Ronald McDonald. He is in the unemployment line. Poor Ronald McDonald. God bless his heart. Top 10 reasons to fear Friday the 13th. Number 4. To avoid bad luck, you decide to spend all day in bed. However, PETA puts up a billboard across from your house that pickets you for counting too many sheep.
They would do that.
They'd like those billboards. Yeah. Number 3. You discover that all your votes for Fat Bear Week went to your mother-in-law. Okay. Oh, scary. Number 2, you return Lottie Boy's dog collar, you collect the reward, you avoid prosecution, and then the IRS demands $30,000 in back taxes.
Oh.
There you go. That'll always happen. And the number 1 reason to fear Friday the 13th, at the reading of your Uncle Ben's will, you learn that you have inherited all of Sambo's restaurant stock. Well, if people understand who Uncle Ben is and what Sambo's was, they will get what number 1 on that list was. But that's today's top 10 list for Friday the 13th. Top 10 reasons to fear Friday the 13th. And then tonight we've got a whole other top 10 list that is very scary oriented. Carrington, Matt, and Sean and I from 8:15 to 10 p.m. tonight. So on this Friday of fear, what have we learned so far? We've got about 13 minutes left in the show. Miranda, what have you learned being here today?
Oh, my goodness.
It's been a real educational experience, I hope.
Yes. About Friday the 13th?
Just about anything in general, life. Do you think people should be married? Because we talk about this a lot, and you've been married a couple times.
I have never been married.
Oh, you've never. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there goes another fact I screwed up today. Triskaidekaphobia and how many times Miranda's been married. I got it wrong.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Somebody shut off his mic.
Yeah. Well, okay.
So we talked about religion. I'm Catholic. I have 4 kids. I've never been married. I have tattoos. So, yeah, I'm, I guess, not very traditional. Do I think people should get married?
Yes.
I honestly, in my own personal life, I really don't see the point anymore.
I thought you said you were married, though. I could have
sworn.
I remember 2 boyfriends, but I thought, I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
I just misheard.
Yeah, my high school sweethearts, then my most recent.
Maybe that's what threw me. You said high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I think you did it the right way.
Yeah, I just... I was engaged. I almost got married, which is another good story. I went to a Halsey concert instead of my wedding.
No, wait, what? What? You got engaged.
Yeah.
The wedding date was set.
Yes.
People were invited.
And then Halsey was in Columbus.
Like from Hailstorm?
No, Halsey, she sings I'm Bad at Love.
Nope, never heard
of him. A band showed up.
And
so
she's a singer, just a singer.
Just a singer.
Yes.
And you canceled the wedding?
Yeah.
And it never took again.
No.
What? Why? I wish more people would have Halsey concerts, by the way. I think we'd have a lot less paperwork in here.
I don't know. I guess I didn't want to get married.
Subconsciously, you really didn't want to go to the concert. You just didn't want to be married.
No, I did want to go to the concert. I've never missed her when she's been in Ohio.
So had she not shown up on that date, you would have been married.
I don't know. I probably would have. Found another way to weasel out.
So you really didn't want to be married.
Yeah.
So why do you, this is the question we've had for so long. Why do you say yes when you don't want to be married?
Well, I did at the time, but then it's almost like the love goggles come off and you're kind of seeing the differences. And with me,
oh, there's a whole new term, love goggles.
Yeah, I am.
Is that like love bomb?
No, love goggles is you can't see the red flags.
They're the goggles you put on right after your beer goggles have...
Yeah.
Is that what that is? Right before the Halsey concert. Okay. Yeah. Your love goggles came off because guys were wooing you.
It was my high school sweetheart, so yes. And we had a baby very, very young. After we had the baby, he proposed to me. And then, I started getting, the loneliness. And then... I kind of realized, I'm very religious. He doesn't believe in God. I'm it was just really a lot of different things that weren't lining up with our goals. He works all the time still to this day, is always at work. I'm left, with the kids. So I was like, actually, never mind.
Did you keep the ring?
No, I gave it, it's in my daughter's keepsake box. So my daughter can have the ring.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
What do you make of that, Matt? Fascinating story. Went to a concert instead of her wedding.
I would have done the same thing.
he's a really great guy, though. We're still best friends. We were going to go see R.L. Stein on the 22nd, and then it turns out he has to work.
Did he call you up, though, and say, hey, we were supposed to be married today?
I sent a courtesy text.
You texted him. I love it. You texted him.
I made a Facebook status to let people know, hey, don't go to the wedding. I'm not going to be there.
How long before?
It was the day.
Oh!
My sister buy 2 tickets back in May, and the wedding was in August.
So from May to August, you knew.
It was should I not, should I?
Until that morning, you didn't.
I kind of knew, weeks leading up. Because there was, certain issues I kept bringing up. Hey, I really don't like sleeping. I have 4 kids, and I've never shared a bed with a man. Yes, isn't that crazy? I've had nothing but long-term relationships and never shared a bed. So, I would say, hey, I really, can you come to bed at night instead of sleeping on the couch? And then, I'd stay up waiting, have some, adult conversations at least while you fall asleep. And, I never got that type of stuff. So, I kept bringing issues to the table, and he kept kind of brushing it off, and so...
Now, I'm confused.
So, that kind of made you upset.
Yeah, so then, so that's why I'm okay, I'm kind of making up the mind that I'm not going to...
But you don't want to share a bed with somebody, so why were you waiting for him to come to bed?
I would like a relationship where, like, we, you know, go to bed together, but...
They just don't go to bed.
Yeah, but it seems like every relationship I get to, the guy kind of prefers to sleep on the couch.
That's weird.
I know.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Maybe I'm a blanket hog. I, like, fart a lot in my sleep. I don't know. I don't know what my problem, like, what the issue of sharing a bed with Miranda is.
It is Friday the 13th. Hey, I love your honesty. Keep it coming. Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on in on that one. Come on. Just hear some honesty, Matt.
I mean,
I think somebody might have trumped you in the honesty department here today.
I mean, I don't know.
What do you make of that?
He's lost the words.
Yeah, he doesn't know what to say.
I mean, I don't know why you would prefer to sleep on the couch other than in a bed. I prefer my bed over anything.
But what if there's somebody else in your bed? See, this is the thing.
You see, that's why I just don't get in relationships in general. Because, like, when I go home, I want to go home to my bed and, like, my animals maybe. But, like, when I go home and there's a whole other person just who's always at my house, I don't know about all that.
That's a fear. What do you think, Pastor?
I was born 30 years too soon.
Yeah, you didn't know all this was coming down the pike, did you?
Where were you when I was... Well, anyway.
That's right, apparently. Sean!
I think it's... I think it's weird. I mean, most relationships, they do sleep in the same bed, but...
Did they ever tell you why they were sleeping on the couch?
It would always be, I accidentally fell asleep. And then after, like... I think the third kid came around, my son's dad, he would always be like, well, you know, there's a baby in the bed. Well, I'd probably have more motivation to move that baby, you know, into a different bed if, you know, I had, you know, my significant other coming to bed. But now I just kind of, like, whatever, my oldest son, Wyatt, just sleeps in my bed.
So never one night with two different men has anybody ever slept in the same bed with you?
My son's dad did occasionally, like...
So it has happened.
Occasionally, like,
did you enjoy
it? We were together 4 years. I don't know, like maybe 10 times in 4 years.
Was that comforting to you that he was in the bed?
Yes, absolutely.
See, but now listen, being in bed with somebody else is not comfortable.
I agree. They take up my space. It's,
I mean,
my blanket.
Some people are like heat sponges.
I take up the whole bed. I don't know.
And, well, there's... listen, get a tape measure out. It's not going to be hard to figure that one out. But you know what I'm saying here, Pastor, right? Come on in.
I mean, you and Jennifer slept together, right?
And over 20 years of marriage, I probably slept on the couch 5 times in 20 years.
So you don't even... This is foreign to you.
Yeah, I don't understand why the guys... I mean...
So I'm always cold. So that's why I enjoyed having
comfort. That's more that's all the more incentive to not sleep on the couch.
Yeah, but what if they bring their animals to bed with them or
I would throw a fit if there's an animal in my bed, not gonna lie.
My cats both sleep in my bed with me.
See, there you go.
They bring themselves.
That's
up.
A good way to get fleas.
Do you think they were like not attracted to you anymore? They was like having affairs or what?
No. No, okay. So if you...
I'm just asking because she's...
Even close to what we were talking about?
No.
I know. It's Friday.
I know relationships. This is... I'm going to be honest with you. I know relationships. Most of the time, the guys was not sleeping with the other...
They're
a woman.
They're not... It's sleeping, right? We're talking about...
Yeah. I'm pretty... I don't know if you want to say, like, it's conceited or, like, I'm just, you know, confident in myself, but... with both my daughter's dad and my son's dad, if they have me, they're not gonna look for anybody else because, like, they got me. You know, yeah. I know I'm not like the prettiest girl in town, but I hold the best conversations. You know, I make sure you're taken care of. Like, they're not gonna look anywhere.
Make sure you're taken care of. What does that mean?
Oh, I think I need to leave the room.
What does that mean? I'm confused.
You're gonna have a roof over your head. Like, your bills are gonna be paid. Like, you're not gonna fall behind,
Matt.
Here you go, man.
Here you go.
I'm cool.
You can learn Shakespeare.
Yeah.
I do have nothing wrong with Shakespeare, though.
So you don't believe they've ever cheated on you, which was Sean's question?
No. They might like sleeping on the couch, but they're not stupid.
But people do cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you just believe that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because...
I mean...
You're confident in yourself.
I'm pretty confident
in
myself.
She basically said I gave him a reason not to cheat.
Yeah, like, and I don't really get with stupid people I think would cheat, you know?
But I don't think stupid people cheat. I mean, you know, a lot of very smart people have...
Yeah.
Extracurricular activities.
I was watching this thing on Netflix, and there was a girl and her husband, like, cheated on her with, like, 700 people. And
700?
He was like, love bombing her all the time, too. So I'm like, how did he have time to do that? And then I'm like, yeah, that's never happened to me. Never gonna happen to
me. So let me just, I mean, this is an adult show. I mean, no, it's not like we got the toddlers listening to this thing. Just to clear all this up, because we've used some euphemisms here, mm-hmm. because sleeping together is sometimes turned into a physical thing. You're talking about sleeping in a bed 8 hours.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
You're talking about sleeping.
No, I'm just talking about regular sleeping. Most couples sleep in the
So is it an affair if you don't sleep with your wife? Is that a cause for an affair?
I mean, all the time, yeah. I think it's something that you have to look into, like, hey, what's going on with this?
If you're still having a physical relationship with your wife, even though you're not sleeping in bed, that's cause for an affair?
No, not cause of an affair, but you have to look into it, like, say, hey, there's some red flags here. What's going on?
Well, Pastor, if you're still having the physical relationship and just not sleeping in the bed, is that a cause? Is that a red flag?
No. If you're still having a normal physical relationship, then you're probably not sleeping in the bed for other reasons. No, that's not red flag.
That's what I think. Yeah. I think that sleeping in a bed could be a whole litany of reasons.
Right. But
I think, like, red flags for cheating would be, like, keeping their phone face down so when they get a text, you know, you can't see who texted them. Or, like...
Take notes, Matt.
Not letting you answer their phone if somebody's calling, which I've always, like, my passcode on my phone is just all zeros. I've had, you know, in relationships.
Well, now we all know.
Well, in relationships, it'd be the same way. They'd be able to answer my phone, I'd be able to answer their phone, that type of stuff.
So, I guess my question is, they never told you why they didn't want to...
Well, yeah, she said that they said they were tired, they fell asleep downstairs, they didn't want to sleep with the babies.
Every day?
It'd be like they were watching TV and then they'd fall asleep, and it'd be every day.
Yeah.
Every single day, with both, my dog's
so,
daddy
so
and my
with your son. Confidence in your looks and personality and roof over the head, what do you think the reason was?
I don't know, that's what I said. Yeah. I was like, maybe I...
You really don't know.
Yeah,
I think you kind of said it when you it was. I think there were some mismatches. You were talking about the one guy. Mm-hmm. You know, you realized that, you know, he didn't believe in God, so there were lots mm-hmm. of things that weren't in common.
Yeah,
I mean, like for instance,
compatibility.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Come on ahead with it, Pastor. It's Friday the 13th. Yeah. Come on ahead with it.
So, okay. So when you're married or you're in a relationship mm-hmm. and you have things in common, you should want to go to bed together at the same time mm-hmm. for the purposes of sleeping. And I'll talk about my life, and I don't expect, you know, everybody to be the same. But mm-hmm. for instance, you know, my wife and I, we would go to bed at the same time together, and there would be some time we would spend talking, you know, talking until we were falling asleep. We might pray about certain things, but, you know, it was part of the time together.
That's what I, in my perception, I'm like, well, this is like the only adult time we can get, because we have four kids running around. We have four kids running around, so, like, we don't get time to talk too much during
right.
the day. It's
that's
more like...
a good time
yeah.
to talk.
What are you laughing at, Matt?
It's just...
You couldn't keep a straight face there during that whole little soliloquy. That's Shakespeare, soliloquy. Go ahead.
It just... That sounds like such a boring time. Like, if I'm not tired, why do I want to go lay down with somebody who's tired?
That's what their argument would be.
I agree with Matt on this.
I'm not going to go lay down.
Some of these women go to bed so early, you don't
want
to go to bed early. You got stuff to do. That's when it's quiet. The phone's not ringing.
Do you still go crawl in bed with her after you get
and then
tired?
What, crawl out?
Well, not fall asleep on the couch.
Yeah, but then you might wake them up. You always do run that risk. And then why are you always doing that every night? Why are you always waking me up?
Yeah, I think, and I'm not really one to talk about relationships because I obviously don't have a successful one.
I heard you'd been married twice, though.
No, I've never been married. But I think a healthy relationship has a bedtime routine together.
Yeah.
Why is it important, before we wrap this up, why is it important that somebody's in the bed with you?
To talk.
To talk about how the
But it's time to go to sleep.
I thought the game plan was to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Go to sleep if you're talking.
It's kind of like a safe, like you guys are each other's safety person.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. This isn't like a cuddling thing, is it?
Well, I like cuddles.
Oh. See, we're right there.
Well, you know, cuddling.
I don't know. I just got better things to do with my time. You don't want to be pushed into that.
No.
Why can't the girl stay up late? If she wants the man to go to bed with her, listen, give me 2 or 3 hours and then we'll go
sleep. 10 o'clock at night? That is late.
See, no. 10 o'clock, Matt's just warming up.
I went to bed the other night at 5:30 in the morning, and I had to be at work at 11 in the morning.
See, now he's not going to go to bed at 10 o'clock at night.
Absolutely not.
That's why he doesn't make it to the show sometimes.
That's why he doesn't make it to the show in the morning sometimes. So basically, your relationships have not worked out because the men won't go to the bed.
There's a lot of factors, but that's a common denominator.
You know, if you clip that out of this show and play that as a spot, that could be taken very interestingly.
Yes, it could.
As they say. Well, God bless. You know, that's what I say on this Friday the 13th. I think it's a fascinating show that we've had today. And I think that, Miranda, you've offered some very interesting viewpoints here.
Thank you.
How do you feel about you've came in here very honest, and we've had a lot of fun, but I appreciate your honesty because you don't get that very often.
No, you don't.
I like being honest.
It's hard to find an honest person.
But things must be okay, I mean, for kids, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, what do you think, Sean?
I think it really went really well today, I think.
Tonight, 8 to 10, Pastor. Oh, Pastor, you need to make an announcement today. Next week?
Yes, next week, I'm reviving my Study His Word show. I won't be on Sunday mornings, but I will be on following the Exchange Club on Friday, so I'll be on at 1:15.
So that's right. The day gets longer starting next Friday, and it's going to be live programming. We will start at 8 a.m. in the morning and now run through 2 o'clock in the afternoon as Study His Word Radio, which was Pastor's original show on this station, will now come at you 1:15 until 2 p.m. live.
Can't wait.
Every Friday. And then also repeat on Sunday morning, 9:15 to 10 a.m. So that's going to be great after Pastor Whitaker's show. Matt, what do you got to say? We're coming back tonight. You're supposed to scare Karen tonight. You're going to do better than that spider thing.
Are you sure it was supposed to be that she said she wasn't scared at all?
Well, right. That's the point, though. That was a challenge.
I'm going to get a spider. And I'm going to stick it on her back.
I'm not going to scare her.
Yeah, I don't think it is, because first of all, she's going to see you going back there.
Hire somebody to bust in that door with a ski mask.
Hire somebody to break in.
And that, I'll do it for free.
There you go. Right, busted with a ski mask.
That's good. I like that one.
During the show.
Busted the door with a ski mask.
I mean, that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. We never lock the door.
We never do. And come in and club Sean, and he'll fall right on the floor. Some real spice.
Why do I need to be beat?
Well, you're closest to the door.
It goes through the floor.
Well, there's a good chance of that happening anyway.
Thank you.
During the taping tonight, the other night, we lost another chair.
No, did we really?
It went down.
Oh. It went down.
It died.
Miranda, give people your website and all the information again.
My Hometown Horrors, that's on Facebook and on TikTok and YouTube. It's just Miranda Hundley, and that's MirandaHundley.
And that's the name you were born with.
That's the name I was born with, Miranda Hundley.
Because you've never been married.
Yes. Yes.
Factual.
Yes, Miranda is Shakespeare, Hundley is Curious George, so.
Yeah. Very interesting. You're very literary.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, Miranda Hundley, Sean Kraft, Pastor Craig, Matt Morgan, we're all done for this particular day, but we'll be back at 8:15 tonight. You've never been in the dugout. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Oh. In the spirit of Halloween and fall, it's now time for a Halloween poem reading by Charlie Evers, Mary Ann Michaels, Martha Dowse, Mary Ellen Withrow, Scott Spears, Marla Gibbs, Mr. McFeely, Pat Carroll, Bud Collins, Hugh Downs, and Robert Guillaume.